Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Joe Messina Show.
At this very moment, it is destroying everything in its path.
Where are the Dems speaking out on Antifa? They are beating up on old people. People wearing MAGA hats.
Los Angeles is being completely demolished.
The effects may be irreversible.
You actually had Democrats saying that Antifa was a peaceful organization. You think they would call it peaceful if we were doing that?
You jerked the words right out of my mouth.
I think we should observe a few seconds of silent prayer for all those caught in this appalling catastrophe.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
Stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity. At least I like to call it another session of Insanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. But guess what? I will not respond. I'll tell you why. Because right now I'm out doing my civic duty. I pre-recorded these for you, and I hope you enjoy it. A lot going on tonight all over the country, really. You know, don't you love the fact that the peaceful, what was that? Love Trump's hate. Remember, anybody remember that, or just me? Right? Love Trump's hate. And yet you look at the major cities across the country right now on a verdict or an opinion piece that really didn't come out. You talk about misinformation, and what are they doing already? They're smashing police cars. They're burning down places. I'm sorry. What part is it? It either shows you how demented they actually are, how disingenuous they actually are. I mean, I don't even know where to go with it from there. Seriously. So before we even have an actual real opinion, they're burning the place down. That's how they feel about it. Isn't that great? Just amazing. Just totally amazing. And we're supposed to believe what they're saying. We're supposed to believe how they feel. No, they don't want rule of law. When Nancy Pelosi said rule of law, she's talking about dictatorship. She's not talking about the law. When somebody, and why you listen to these celebrities, why these celebrities make such a big deal, or why you make such a big deal out of what they have to say? Is it because they have money? Is that the reason? Or because they're on your side, they have money? Really? You know, one of the things that they're saying is the vast majority of Americans, you got to go grab last night's show. Well, the vast majority of Americans are okay with abortion. Well, that's not true. That's not true. We're depending on the trimester, depending on what it's all about. Now, yeah, the vast majority of Americans, I think it was well over 60%, felt that abortion in the first trimester is fine. I don't know why. I think it's bad science. I think they got the same science I got when I was a kid. Look, I'm 62 years old. And I was told it's nothing but a blob of cells. So who are we hurting? What are we doing? What's the big deal? But it's not just a blob of cells. Now we've got new technology, we know what it is now. We know it's a life now. So now their argument can't be, I'm just sucking out a blob of cells. Now their argument has to be, I'm killing a human being. Can't have that. The rest of the poll, when you look at, the rest of the information, when you are talking to the average American, second and third trimester abortions, no, not interested unless the mother's about ready to die. Seriously. So they're fudging again. They're fudging the conversation. A news poll that just came out, too, is the majority of Americans favor ban on sex gender discussions for young children in schools. You know how they're not using that term they used to use all the time with us, right? You're going to be on the wrong side of history on this one. That's because they know they're on the wrong side of history. Over half of the registered voters would support a law that bans teachers from discussing half. Did you hear that? Over half of registered voters would support a law that bans teachers from discussing gender identity and sexual orientation with students before the fourth grade. So apparently Florida's law is in line with the average American, not in line with those bozos in Hollywood. Do we really care about them? Some of you might. I don't. They want it stopped. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed that controversial bill. Controversial to who? I don't know. Parental rights and education bill. Referred to by the detractors as the don't say gay. Don't you love how they do that? I mean, they really, got to give them credit. They're really good at it. The way they put it out there. Now, again, what was it? Banning teachers from sexual oriented and gender identity talks at the poll showed over 55% favored the ban. 41% opposed the ban. I always get that one in the middle. It's like, seriously, you don't have an opinion? Did you read? Do you know what's happening? Please don't vote. So voters support the notion that these sorts of issues shouldn't be part of the school curriculum. I agree. Totally agree. And frankly and honestly, when you look at this, yeah, it is somewhat divided, a lot divided, made up by, you know, Republicans, Democrats, religious versus non-religious. Now, banning teachers from sexual orientation and gender identity talks pre-fourth grade, it breaks down Republicans, 72% yes, Catholics, 60% say yes, Hispanics say 60% say yes, 58% of parents as a whole say yes, or 58%, I'm sorry, 56% of whites as a whole say yes, it needs to be banned. Think about that. Okay, I mean, no, really. Because it makes, first of all, we've voted you in to be a representative government, to represent what we want. We didn't vote you in to overrule what we want, to make yourself sound smarter than us, or tell us you're smarter than us. Not interested. You do what we told you to do. You do what we sent you there to do. Not with the mob rules. Not because there's 50 people outside your door knocking it down because they don't want something. I've got to work or I've got to be somewhere else. It doesn't mean that. We voted you in because of the character you displayed before you went into office. I proudly say I haven't changed at all since I got into office. All right, I set up a couple of hours of good shows for you. You know, again, I'm doing my civic duties tonight. I don't know what you're doing. Trump, what, 20 of his candidates won? 20. Hello, anybody home? Seriously, people. He's still a force to reckon with, even though some don't think he is at all. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go anywhere. A lot of good stuff coming up.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back tomorrow.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, just texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And let me just get to it, because I don't have much time with him, and I always enjoy talking about these things, because we don't deal with them enough. And many of you know I'm on a school board here in California, and it's been one of my complaints. I've watched this happen for years. I've been talking to educators who are exactly on the same page, that boys of today are being left behind in education and so many other areas. So I've asked Dr. Warren Farrell to join me. He's the co-author of The Boy Crisis and the former New York Times bestseller, Why Men Are the Way They Are. Dr. Farrell, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time.
I'm looking forward to it. I enjoyed our last tied together.
Yeah. So, you know, and the thing about this, again, being not just a trustee on the school board, but watching what's going on in society, watching what's going on around us, as much as the women would like to scream that we don't pay attention, we devalue them, from what I'm seeing even in the education world, we devalue boys, we devalue males, we don't push them along like we do women. Am I off on this?
No, not only are you right on that, and you're and it's beyond the education world. The very definition of masculinity was to train yourself to be disposable wow. in war or disposable in the workplace. And 93% of the hazardous jobs are 93% of the deaths in hazardous jobs are males. And in war, of course, the very definition of being a hero is, you know, somebody who risks his life to save the life of others. And so women were not only valued, they were prized. We lost our lives again and again. Every generation had its war, and in each war, millions of men worldwide sacrificed their lives so that women could live, and they were killed in ditches and by all sorts of armaments so that women could be home and be protected. And so this is and we all, you know, and then in the university we talk about male privilege. Well, I think if we reverse the roles and said, well, you know, we had in every generation we would bribe the women and call them heroes if they were the ones who would go off to war and be killed while men stayed home and cared for the family, we would not call that female privilege.
No. And, you know, we've heard the rise of, male toxicity over the last few years. And I'm thinking to myself, what is so wrong? What is so toxic about being a male? What brought this on?
Well, I think at a very deep level, first of all, you're absolutely right about the toxicity and the damage that this does to boys.
Mm-hmm.
Is when I did the research for the boy crisis, I started looking at, you know, why were boys falling behind in almost all countries of the world, and one of the reasons they were falling behind is that there's an enormous shame in being a boy today. You grow up feeling like that all the rapists are males and mass shooters are males, and so that, you know, male toxicity has a ring of truth to it. And so you say, you know, but I try to be as good as I can be, but, you know, gee, I don't feel like, you know, I'm valued as a male anymore. And even if, and one of the reasons is, you know, that historically speaking, men were trained to be, to protect women, to die to protect women. And now we have fewer men dying in war. So there's less admiration for males because we're dying less to protect women. So when we are not useful to die for women, what are we useful for? Well, we're useful for emotional intelligence and being able to communicate. But in order to be able to be willing to be disposable and trained to be disposable, you had to repress your feelings, not express your feelings. You had to do a lot of things that were damaging to you psychologically in order to be willing to risk your life and lose your life. And so if you were in let's say boot camp and somebody made an anti-Semitic comment and you were Jewish and you said, you know, Sergeant, sir, I really feel very offended by that that anti-Semitic comment. My parents died in the Holocaust. The response of the sergeant would be 50 push-ups, because your job in boot camp was to learn to discard, to not pay attention to your feelings and to yourself, to that the understanding without ever being told to boys directly is that your job is to be a cog in the war machine, and that the squeaky wheel it holds up the war machine from being able to defeat the enemy. And so your job is not to be a person, your job is not to be a human being, your job is to be a human doing.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. You know, I grew up, I was just talking about this the other day. We were talking about the Holocaust and the ceremonies that were taking place the other day. And I said, you know, when I was a kid, I've just turned 60 recently, but when I was a kid, we grew up watching the movies, the Army movies, the Navy movies, the military movies, and we saw these things, and we saw history, and we understood what it took to protect humanity, if you would, as a whole. They are now dumbing down these boys. Those things are bad. You don't watch those kind of movies. We were made to be, you know, men were made to be men. We were made to be providers and protectors, and we don't allow boys to do that anymore. We don't allow them to even be taught that because it's negative, right?
Yes, and it is to some degree negative. I mean, if you're a father or a mother, you don't want your son to die at the age of 16, 17, 18. And, you know, during World War One, many people don't realize that many of the boys, even though they were not supposed to, they were so inspired by the messages of society to be willing to die, that they snuck through and pretended that they were 16, 17, when in fact they were 13 and 14.
Wow.
And so it's really, and so for a boy to make that decision, that we all want our son to live. And we have the freedom for the first time in history to be able to focus on our children's and our son's health, and to prepare him for war when war isn't necessary is not a functional thing to do in terms of his safety. But on the other hand, we do need people in the world to be able to fight wars and to be able to, you know, to be the firefighters and to be the police officers. But boys today, while still the ones who are the only, you know, boys that at the age of 18 are required to register for their draft, their sisters are not. And yet no one says, you know, there should be equal numbers of girls and boys registering for the draft. And because, after all, if you're in favor of equality, you should be in favor of equal numbers of boys and girls being willing to die. And so the boys today are really confused, because on the one hand they're being told, you know, you should do all these things, that you should be the one to register for the draft, and at the same time they're being told they have male privilege, and they're being told, you know, when it comes to boy-girl time, if you're heterosexual and you're interested in a girl, look around, and what really happens, the guys that, you know, that are successful with girls, they take the initiatives. The ones that don't are called wimps, but if you take the initiatives, you might be called a sexual harasser. And if you don't take the sexual initiatives,
you've got to put it on pause. We got to go to a break.
Sure,
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, don't leave.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is topping a grim COVID-19 milestone. NBC News reporting the United States surpassed 1 million COVID-19 deaths on Wednesday. This comes 27 months after health officials detected the first coronavirus case in the nation. The latest private payrolls report from ADP said 247,000 jobs were added in April. Experts were looking for 390,000. The report comes ahead of the jobs number that'll be released by the federal government on Friday. A new report says the CDC bought cell phone data to track vaccination and lockdown compliance. The CDC paid an outside data broker over $400,000 last year to monitor Americans' visits to churches, schools, and pharmacies. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, and I'll be back tomorrow.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me get right back to our guests. This is something I've been interested in for a long time. You know, we do a lot of stories about what goes on with boys slash men in our communities and in our lives. And I've asked Dr. Warren Farrell to join me. He's a co-author of The Boy Crisis and the former New York Times bestseller, Why Men Are the Way They Are. And Dr. Farrell, so excited to have you with me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's get, you know, again, right back into it, because as we've seen, especially, and you would know better than I would, but I have seen, I've been doing this radio show for about 11 years now, and I have seen the, I don't want to call it an attack, but it definitely is the way they treat boys, young men, if you would, the way they talk about them, it really, to me, is almost a demeaning way in which we are treating our boys. And my understanding is that right now you address in your book the male suicide rates are way up. And why is that? Is that because of the way we're treating them? We're not allowing them to be the young men, the young boys that they are?
Well, yes and no. In a way, the major, I looked at 10 causes of the boy crisis, and among those 10 causes, the single biggest one by a long shot was dad deprivation. It's the boy crisis basically resides where dads do not reside. And you know, just to be clear here, boys and girls who are dad deprived are damaged in more than 50 developmental areas, but the impact on boys is greater. And I think two reasons for that is one is that boys are devoid of the same-sex parent, whereas obviously girls raised by a single mom are not. And also boys are less prone to, when something is bothering a boy, he's much less prone to ask for help, to seek help, to even understand that something's bothering him. And he becomes therefore a volcano and often acts out. And so you see with, so example, I remember we had in your neighborhood, Nathaniel, I think it was Burhau, is that correct? Mm-hmm. Had done a shooting in the school, and most people don't know that 100% of the deadliest school shootings in the 21st century have been by boys who had been deprived of their dad. And as I understand it, Nathaniel's dad died a couple of years before he did the shooting. And oftentimes this loss of a father is much more potent than I ever would have thought before I started doing the research for the Boy Crisis, because when I submitted the Boy Crisis to the publisher, I had submitted 10 causes that I was going to outline, and you know, causes like, for example, not having father figures or male teachers in school. But I found that the boys that had dads at home, if they didn't have male teachers in school, there was no big thing. But if it was if they went from a female only home, a mother only home, to female only teachers in school, that's when it was a tough thing. That the boy had no male role model either at home or at school, and therefore was much more vulnerable to, for example, a drug dealer or a gang leader saying, you know, hey, join our gang, you'll belong, you'll have reputation, you'll have respect, or deal drugs here, you'll get money, you'll be able to attract girls. These types of vulnerabilities were much greater, as it was with Hitler Youth sought out boys who didn't have fathers, and so the vulnerability of these boys has been known for years, but we haven't understood it, talked about it in our schools. It's not part of the cultural conversation. I'm working with the White House now to make it part of the cultural conversation, and it should be something that will be brought up by the White House in the next 3 or 4 months.
Well, I hope so, because I got to tell you something, and I want to be very clear about this. I am not pushing any kind of political agenda or viewpoint on this, but I've always said you have to have a male and a female when it comes to bringing up a young man or a young woman, because we bring different things to the table, and there needs to be input and influence from both genders. And you're the doctor. Am I off on that?
No, it appears to be that you're right. Meaning, I say it appears to be because we don't have really great data from studies of children raised by gay parents, whether they're female and female or male and male. We have studies either that are very biased on one level or the other. They're either from people that are absolutely convinced that that's a blessing, or people who are absolutely convinced that that's a curse. So what we need is studies to really find out the answer to that on a scientific level. And there's but what we do know is that in the Boy Crisis book, I have about 10 differences that I outline between what I call dad-style parenting versus mom-style parenting. And so dad-style parenting is, so for example, a dad is far more likely to sort of throw his kids on the couch, let's say three kids, and say, okay, the game now is for you to, you know, you to jump on my back and to, you know, and to, and then to pin me down before I pin all three of you down together, okay? Oh, yeah, Dad, great. And the mom is looking on and going, oh, my God, I feel like I have just one more child to monitor here. And the kids are going just absolutely totally excited, and the mom is saying, okay, I see the kids are really happy. I won't interfere, but on the back of her mind, she's saying, I just feel like it within 5 or 10 minutes or a half hour, sooner or later, somebody's going to end up getting hurt. And sure enough, she's about 99% likely to be right. And so, but then the father, yes, then the mother thinks to herself, you know, I feel guilty that I didn't intervene sooner, but at least Dad now will know that to stop the roughhousing. And instead, Dad says, you know, okay, you know, John, you can't stick your elbow in your daughter and your sister's eyes like that. Oh, okay, Dad. And then they go, all right, so one more time, you get, this is the last time you get. If you do something like that again, no more roughhousing. So the kid goes back and really means to not do that again, but after a minute or two, they get caught up in what psychologists call emotional intelligence under fire. And they forget about the warning when they really want to win. And so they push their sister aside again, or a brother aside. And the father then usually stops the roughhousing. And when the father does that and says, okay, no more roughhousing till tomorrow night, and the mother's going, tomorrow night you can do the same thing that didn't work twice tonight? You must be, something's wrong with you. This convinces me that I can't trust you with the children. But what dads don't explain is that tomorrow night is exactly what is crucial, because tomorrow night, when dad says, if you stick your elbow in your sister's or brother, younger brother's eye, there'll be no more roughhousing. Now the kids know they're going to lose what they want if they don't do what they need to do. This is the development of postponed gratification. It is also the development of empathy. The children are required to think about their sister or brother lest they lose what they want. So empathy is made, you have an incentive for empathy. And it also teaches the children between the difference between being assertive and aggressive. And kids who are assertive, who know that difference, are ones that have far more friends. The kids who are empathetic have far more friends. And children that have postponed gratification, that is, they learn to do what they need to do, like not hurt their sister or brother, in order to get what they want to have, those children are much better at completing their schoolwork because they have that discipline of postponed gratification. They're better at being able to get onto the basketball team or, be an actor in a play because they have the discipline to do what they need to do. Those are the kids that succeed at school. Those are the kids that succeed in relationships. And those are the kids, therefore, that don't withdraw into video games. They play video games, but not withdraw into them. When it comes to boy-girl time, those are the kids that are attracted. Girls are attracted to the boys that are successful in one way or the other. But girls are not attracted to losers. And so the boys that are sort of winners or performers, they get the girls. The other boys have to withdraw into porn, and porn addicts the boys to increasing risk-taking sexuality, which when they get a real-life girl in their life, the girl is sort of like, I feel treated like an object in a porn movie, and rejects the boy, which only proves to the boy that he's a loser. And so this is just one of about 10 examples that I talk about in the Boy Crisis of the difference between dad-style parenting and mom-style parenting, and why, as part of your original question, why both are so important.
Yeah, and again, to me, you have single moms out there. God bless them. I had a single mom for a while, too. They do the best they can, but I had two uncles that were very involved in my life for a long time. So
yeah.
I had the male, to your point, I had the male input, and it was really, really important to me. I can think back to those days and think of some great times I had. Look, we got to go for another break. I'm enjoying this conversation. Hopefully you are, too. Listen, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, but come on back. You don't want to miss the last segment. We'll be back in a minute.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back tomorrow.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Always having a good time on the show. And by the way, it's Mambo Italiano, not Mambo Irish, okay? I mean, what else would you expect from me? Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, let me bring him on and then I'll tell him a little joke that I have. Dr. Warren Farrell is joining me right now. Love his book, The Boy Crisis. You can find it up on Amazon. He's a co-author of that and a former The New York Times bestseller, Why Men Are the Way They Are. And Dr. Farrell, thanks so much for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
Oh, it's fun to talk with you both on air and off.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm very proud of the fact, and I'm sure there are Greek people and Spanish people out there who feel the same way I do. You know, I grew up in a family that all were immigrants. They came here from Italy. They appreciated this country. They appreciated what they came to. But the culture was so much different, and they were trying to fit in, but there are things that just don't work. You know what I'm saying? But they tried really hard, and every one of them you know, came here, was able to start their own business where they weren't able to do that where they came from. It was just, you just saw the progression, you know, of the family. But one of the things we were talking about off air, which I don't see much of today, is family time from a standpoint of dinner. Dinner was the place where the day was talked about, your aspirations, what you want to do in the future, and things. It was just a place to get the help that you needed. We don't see that anymore today, do we?
We a couple parents coming up to me and saying, you know, I'd like to have family dinner nights and, you know, have really good quality time together, but my kids always bring the electronics to the table, and if I tell them to put them away, well, they put them on their lap, or they put them, and then they start looking at them every chance they get. And as soon as I hear that, I know something. I know that the children are in charge of the parents. The parents are not in charge of the children. And that, you know, the parents will say, well, what can I do? You know, I do tell them to not bring the cell phone to the table. I said, well, number one, you can take it away from them, or number two, you can just say you either leave it in the bedroom when you come to the dinner table, or the payments will be cut off, or the cell phone will be taken away from you. Oh, I can't do that. You know, they need that for this, or they need that for that, and you know, and they need the computer as well. And so I can't take that away from them. Well, you can move the computer out into the kitchen if they violate the rules of how you want the computer used. And or you cannot give them dessert, or you cannot take them to where they want to go, or you cannot take them to a friend's. There's hundreds of leverage. Or, you know, if discussions don't work and agreements don't work and are broken, then you have don't have just the right to do that. You have the obligation to do that. That's your job as a parent. It's not to be a friend with your children. That's wonderful if viable, but it's not the primary role. But it's amazing how many parents have forgotten that today.
Let me interrupt you for one second. Yep. My biggest joke to the parents that I talk to about them wanting to be their kids' friends, I look at them and I say, how sick is it that a 45-year-old guy wants to be friends with an 11-year-old boy? Okay? This is not where you want to be. You're supposed to be dad, not his buddy.
Yes.
Go ahead, well, I'm sorry.
Now, so let's look at for a moment how we can have the best of both worlds. When I started constructing or looking at the importance of family dinner nights, one of the things I did have to be aware of is that some family dinner nights can morph into a family dinner nightmare. And so what I started looking at is the common denominators of family dinner nights that really work. One of the things I do around the country is do couples communication workshops. And so one of the crucial dimensions of couples communication workshops is that almost all relationships' Achilles heel is the inability of people to handle personal criticism without becoming defensive. And so the first thing so I started to structure, and in the Boy Crisis book I have an appendix that just teaches families how to structure family dinner nights so they are become the most valuable thing your family will ever do. And one of the structures after getting rid of the electronics is teaching everyone how to hear each other and how to listen and how to not interrupt and how to let the other person who's speaking know that they're being heard. So and that means not just the parents hearing the children, that's important, and the children being heard need to be heard without the father and mother interrupting, without the father and mother lecturing, without the father and mother nodding their head in sort of shameful, I just can't wait to get in here and tell you what you're doing wrong, but the kids really need to be heard, and then the children need to know that the parents have heard the child the way the child feels that she or he expressed whatever they're talking about. But that is not, many parents are better at doing that for their children than they are at requiring their children to also do that for them. And that's a crucial skill. If you're training your child to not only hear what you say, but to say what she or he feels that they heard, and then keep at that until you say, yep, that is exactly what I was saying, and then later give them a chance to respond and give their own perspectives, and vice versa. When the children, when the children have felt heard, and then you have a chance to give your perspective. When those structures are part of family dinner night, then the topics are allowed to be discussed no matter what they are. That is, whether they're about sex, whether they're about dying, whether they're about something that happened at school that's normally taboo to talk about. The more controversial your conversations are, the more the boys especially will be fascinated and can't wait to join join the next family dinner conversation, because boys love that sort of adventure, and boys and girls oftentimes hate talking to their parents because everything is constrained and within a straitjacketed framework, and it's more fun to talk to their friends. And so this is the way to this is just a tip of the iceberg of the way to make family dinner nights both fascinating, interesting, and your children end up learning how to listen effectively. And the only downside is that once your kids learn how to listen effectively, they end up having more friends than they can handle.
And they end up turning it on you sometimes. Let me ask you, do you notice any commonalities in ethnicities, if you would? You know, you and I were joking offline that I come from a very large Italian family. My wife, not so much. And we were very loud. There were a lot of things going on at the table. We never really took anything personal, to your point that you were making earlier. Do you see that in other ethnicities? And I see it going away to a big degree here in this country.
Oh, yes. I mean, almost every ethnicity and even nation has a culture, and those cultures are, you know, if you have a Norwegian woman and a Italian man get married or vice versa, the chances are fairly good that, you know, that the Italian man or woman is going to be more passionate, more volatile. They're going to come from a family where three people were talking at the same time, and that was not a problem, and you know that everybody enjoyed the entertainment of their own speaking. And when somebody disagree with somebody else, they might shout them down, and they might get into a shouting match and insult each other. And this is, you know, but if anybody insulted somebody, if anybody from the outside insulted one of them, then that person better watch out.
That's so true.
So that that would be very typical of an Italian family. Whereas, you know, the Norwegian woman or man might think, oh my God, you know, this family is, you know, dysfunctional, and you know, how can you? You must hate each other, and in fact, it's not hating each other at all. It's a form of love. And then when it comes to making love or being together emotionally and expressing love, not just sexually, but in other ways, oftentimes that Norwegian or Scandinavian woman or man will be more aloof, and then the Italian person will feel unloved. But you know, that she or he may be very much loved by the Scandinavian person, but the love is expressed in a different way. It might be expressed by them doing cooking a great meal, or you know, helping them with their technology, or something along those lines, or staying up late to do something for them. And so we all have to learn how we learned to love, and then make sure that we don't just choose people that are the opposite of us because they're such a relief from our family and who we were. Because opposites often attract, but it's very much more challenging for them to live together.
Yeah, that is something that I've noticed. People from the outside, when they came into my family events, they thought we were yelling at each other. They thought we were at each other, and the reality was nobody was upset. Nobody was mad at all. Look, I would love to spend 2 hours with you, but we're running out of time here, and I want to bring you back at some point because I really do want to talk about how ADHD is on the rise, and I don't know if it's being prescribed more or it's an easier out for some as opposed to teaching our young people how to really deal with life. And I don't want to leave it on that note because I'm going to send people to get your book to understand how this goes on. So I will have you back because these are important things that we need to learn how to deal and help our young people. We're just not doing it. Anyway, tell people how they can get more information. Do you have something that you write on a regular basis? How do they find out more about you in the book?
Is to go, as you said, to Amazon, and if money is an issue for you, certainly Amazon has a very significant discount on the book now. If you are a listener, if you're somebody that commutes to work or listens while you're at the gym, then the audible version of the book is something that I spent 5 days reading the book.
Wow.
In studio, and John Gray, my co-authors, also read his portion of the book, which is on ADHD and how to prevent it without using drugs. And so
we're out of time. You're going to get cut off. I'll let people know more about you.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?